Please be seated. At the beginning of auspicious occasions, among the Karen, they have the drum and the horn. We're going to hear that now. Welcome to Judson Sunday.
Years
ago, American missionaries first arrived in Burma.
Ann
and Added Nyram Judson were the ones that came from in the middle of the War of 1812 to a place that was controlled by the British, India, and then they moved on to Burma because they could not stay in India. We celebrate the arrival in Burma because we have so many people coming from Burma here. Today we have several congregations represented. First Baptist Church, Ebenezer Karen Baptist Church, and First Burma Christ Church. Because we have such a diversity today, we will be in several languages. Most of it will be in English. But there will be prayers and other words that are spoken in Burmese and in Karen. Welcome to Judson Sunday. We have come to worship and celebrate today, but there's not one of us that's not thinking about other things today. There has been so much violence throughout the country this past week that we cannot begin praising God without first acknowledging this loss, both here in St. Paul and in Dallas and across the country. And so I would ask that we observe some moments of silence for those who have died, for those families who are grieving, and for our nation. Let's observe a few moments of silence, and I will close us in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we have come today to worship and to sense your presence near. And yet it is in the seeming absence of your presence and these terrible things that have happened this week. May these things draw us closer to one another and to you. May we as a nation find peaceful ways to live together, to grow together, to be together as a people. You have blessed us as a nation, Lord, but now we are so fractured. We confess that so often we have looked to our own ends and not to the common good. Forgive us, Lord. We pray for the family of the man who was shot here in Falcon Heights, and for the community that surrounds him, and for the anger and for the distrust that has been created. We pray that there would be voices that would be meaningful and powerful that would come between us and that violence. We pray for all of those people who are grieving in Baton Rouge and now in Dallas, Texas. There is no one who is not affected, Lord. We are all in this together. Help us to realize this and help us to work together. And may we be inspired by the love that your Son Jesus has demonstrated to us, a sacrificial love, a love that goes beyond death. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. O beautiful for spacious skies, let's stand and sing together. There's also words in Karen in the bulletin as well. It is beautiful Burma in Karen. Thank you. forward.
ဘာတူဘာယောဘာဆိုစီယောမစီမီယောလေဘနီဝခေါ်ရဆောသလဝူထောမာရမလောက်ပေါ်ယောခေါ်လို့လေတရယူဒါသမွနီလက်တနီယခေါ်လောကတရယူဒါသမီကလဝါတကလည်းအေဘောကော့ပီယောနော်ဘကော့ယော့ကော့ပီယောဘုရားမနိတသကူဆော့နော်အကလနီဘဘောင်ယောဖူဖူဇာဖြူအဆိုးလောက်တဲ့မနိတသကူဆော့ခေါ်လို့ကလဝါဝလောတော်တသကူသောရာလာလေဘာဘာကလေအကလာခုံးလေဝေဘာညောဘောဘာပမနိတသကူသောခုံးလေကလာဝါခုတော့ရှာဘလူဖုခဲလေဘောကလာဝါဖုဘတ်ထလကိုကိပဇနိုဖက်တီလေတီကိုလေအမေရိကဥဝဲအမေရိကခုံးလေတိုက်ရသဥလော့ကလေအဝေးဤမေကဆာလက်တတတကလေတလားဆိုဘာကလေဘာညောဖုပတဘတ်ထရကလာဝါဖေကလေနိလက်ရှာမြို့ဖို့တဆူခုတော့ကိုတဲ့တခုတခုတဖို့တဲ့ရောပလီယဘူးထောပါတော့မလာပေါ်ရောလက်တဆာဖောက်တော့ဘုန်းနီမဆနေကိဆူရတဖို့ဤဆူရတဖို့စရာဝမတ်ကိုနာတော့ကလာဝခုနာခဲလက်စာဒီမြို့လေးယေရှုခရစ်ဝင်ကိုလေပူတော့ပုဂံမှုတကောလေတခုတဖို့တဲ့ရောပလီယဘတော့မူးမလာပေါ်ရောတေးဆွေဝါကော်တဲ့ခေတလခရစ်လောပါဆိုစီယွာဘုဆာအာမင်
Lord, to sing out.
The kids are invited to head upstairs with their teachers. And as you've probably noticed that sometimes the names don't match up with the people up in front. There have been some changes, not only from outdoors to indoors, but from indoors to indoors. We're going to hear the scripture lesson now, Psalm 119, verses 105 to 109. We're going to hear it in Karen, in Burmese, and in English.
Tani e yoaglita o plape le touch doctor a utigia sikui a sevotigia ye. Touch doctor utigia sikui, sevotigia ye, dotile, tigia qui. Negligatane, meme uta de plea congo. Dota reporter plea clear wallo. You saw lawyer thado, bago pacali, yakalula, yakatoni, natasin your tolu de palo. Yabata nata for namalo. You are. Mamuta ke di ne klutato ne ke. Yoa, yetako ata mabu da tarapane, moa banatarke. Doto loyale ne ta signor de pane de ke. Yetha uwele, yesubu de chicolo. Basado, yetathapin noba, ne tato tatoba. Basado, yetathapin noba, ne tato tatoba. Moya suitaso suita metados rupeco, garden ke, tablet.
Psalm 119, verse 105 to 109. Halajan kangi tia seku kange tia ngama tia kuti. No go back to the, it's no cheshema, me go up to you. It's no lanky good lindsay by you. Chang maswa kuro sieno mujeto, it's no song by me who. Jay so the thank you by me. O tawaya pia, it's no the alone doka sien kaya by you. No go back to a dying, a fashion or zero buba. O Tawaya Pia, a Janobi say, now say she with. You mean no name, Sato Puzo, Takarubu, Lakanamuba. She and a Mujeto who let Janu Night don't then no muba who down by my eat. A Janoba Teddy, go Lenak, a Saint Shibai, go to let the Arabu, a meme the Oba. I want to say something that we thank you, Pastor B. Pastor Bay is a man of integrity, and he is a man of God. He loves our people. We see it, we feel it, and we know it. May God bless Pastor Bay. He loves our people. Today, our First Burma Christ Church is going to sing a group song. The meaning of the song is the country of Myanmar. The country of Burma must be for Jesus Christ. And every citizen, every resident in the country of Burma must be for Jesus Christ, must become a Christian. This is, we hope and we willing, and we're going to try and work hard, work for it all together, unitedly, and we hope that it's going to happen. When the time has come, we all going to be full of joy and happiness. This is the...
Not too late, huh?
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to say again.
Today, we're going to sing a group song. Not right now, when we are announced, according to the program. The meaning of the song is, the country of Burma must be for Jesus Christ. And everybody, every resident in the country of Myanmar must become a Christian. Must be for Jesus Christ. And we hope that, and we're willing to do that. And we're going to work for that all together, unitedly. And we are strongly believe that when the time has come, we're going to be full of joy and happiness. That's the summary of the meaning of our group song. Thank you. Oh, wait a second. At the knee, Pagkatawi da the you, Tatawi a commune miweda. Pagkopio lep o dolly, Kopio kabamila kasakri ugo. No pakalu, kokalu, komu de. Koga de la kopio apuni, kabaketo pakripu, kabami kasakri ugo. Tawane, patao, pamula tara, panada, pakama, huhu pupu. No? Do dalem akaba, muni bado. Pueda, pagalo, puedo, tatu, kuta, ku, kodi, kuna, garelo, pagamada, pagatelo, dawani, tatawi, la pagatawi, a komnyo, pukuloma, tabu.
I'll tell you what, I can't wait for that song, so let's have it right now.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Your word is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path. I will keep my solemn promise to obey your just instructions. My suffering, Lords, are terrible indeed. Keep me alive as you have promised. Accept my prayer of thanks, O Lord, and teach me your commands. I'm always ready to risk my life, for I've not forgotten your law. I'd ask that the ushers now come forward to receive our morning offering as Ebenezer Karen Baptist Church performs. Can you tell them to come and get the offering? The offering should be done now. Okay, good. They should come now. Thank you. Thank you. Today we're going to talk about Kota Bue. He was nearly 50 years old and he had wasted his life. As a child, he was described as wicked and uncontrollable, and he did not improve with age. At 15 years old, he left home for good and he started stealing. And then he moved up to murder. He lost track of everyone that he had killed, but he guessed that it was about 30 people. He was not very intelligent, and he could not read or write. He was not married, he had no children, and now he found himself in debt with no way to pay it back. And so he sold himself as a slave in order to pay off the debt, and he became a servant in the home of Meng Shui Bi. His life was about to change dramatically. Meng Shui Bi was a Christian and a disciple of Adoniram Judson. Today we are celebrating the 203rd anniversary of the arrival of Ann and Adoniram Judson to Burma. They would face many struggles just getting there, and when they arrived, it didn't improve. They found that there was a lot of resistance to the gospel among the Burmese. It was more than 6 years before the first person came to be baptized, and the church grew very slowly. Meng Shui Bi was one of those first disciples, but he found that this servant that he had bought was of little value to him because he was always so angry. He was difficult to work with, and so he did the only logical thing. He gave him to the missionary. Judson would eventually give him his freedom, but more important than that, he gave him the gospel. Gradually, Ann and Adoniram Judson introduced him to the good news. But after 6 months, Judson wrote, "His mind seems just as darkened as the first day." He was a tough student. But he would later learn to read and write Burmese. He hadn't been inspired till now, but now he wanted to know what it was that his owner, or former owner, was writing about, was translating. He wanted to read the Bible that Judson was translating into Burmese, because he had begun to ask questions about this white evangelist and the book that he brought with him. And he began to make the connection with the old Karen legend. You see, the Karen did not worship many gods as their neighbors did. They worshiped Yahweh, the one true God. And the story was that Yahweh had 7 sons. The oldest son was Karen. The youngest son was White. And after a while, the White brother went away with Yahweh. Yahweh made a silver and golden book for the Karen. And the legend said that someday the White brother would return, would bring the Karens the lost book from across the water, and it would begin a time of prosperity and time of freedom for the Karen. Thabu became convinced that the book that Judson had before him was the book from the old legend. The teachings were from Yahweh, the one true God that the Karen had worshipped for so long. Thabu went with Mr. Judson on his preaching tours, but he said to himself, "My teacher is preaching in Burmese to the Burmans, and the Burmese will not listen to me because I'm Karen. I shall preach to my Karen people and tell them of the salvation from sin which comes through Jesus Christ." Thabu asked to be baptized, but the little church where he was had questions. Sometimes it's hard to shake your reputation. It was with Thabu. After all, he admitted to killing 30 people. That's not exactly the kind of person that you welcome into your membership class. But he said, "No, I believe. I believe." But perhaps the reason that they didn't really want him as part of the congregation right away anyway, was that he was Karen. This very small church was made up of only Burmese, and they had discrimination in those days as we do today. In the early Christian church, there was discrimination. The people had been suspicious of the Apostle Paul because of his anti-Christian activities and because he would end up welcoming non-Jews into the church. Fabiou now faced a similar situation, but he didn't give up. When he heard that American missionaries George and Sarah Boardman were going to move to Tavoy, he begged to go with them, because he would bring them closer to where his friends, his brothers, his sisters, his cousins lived. He moved to Tavoy with them and was baptized there May 16, 1828. And in the Karen churches, that is the Sunday closest to the 16th of May is Côte Abieu Sunday. It often falls on Mother's Day in our calendar. He was the first of his brothers and sisters to be baptized, but there would be hundreds and hundreds who would follow him. And now he was beginning to gain more respect, and people began to refer to him as Ko Tabiu. Ko is a term of respect for an older person. Ko Tabiu was filled with the Spirit. He would go up into the hills and preach powerfully about Jesus Christ to his brothers and sisters and his cousins, his uncles and his aunts. And they would follow him down the mountain, because they wanted to hear more from the missionaries. And he would continue to go up. Sometimes he would be gone for days, for weeks at a time, and he would come back down. One time he brought 40 people with him because they wanted to hear more about how this legend of the golden book was being fulfilled in their time. And they wanted to learn more about Jesus. George Boardman preached in Burmese. One of his earliest converts said, "Teacher Boardman preached with the words of God that I understood him a little, but not fully. When Ko Tabiu taught me in Karen, I could understand perfectly." Another one of the American missionaries said of him, "Ko Tabiu was an ignorant man, and yet he did more good than all of us, for God was with him. He was never ordained, but people from all over Burma came to know Jesus Christ because of him. He traveled to Thailand. He traveled to the Arakan region and to Rangoon. In Rangoon, Francis Mason wrote in his memoirs of the Karen Apostle, Ko Tabiu's house is thronged from morn till night and our veranda below, so much so that the whole house is breaking apart. Crowds have been coming and going all day, and he has been busy preaching. Ko Tabiu never stopped. When he couldn't go out to preach in the rainy season, he taught indoors. When George Boardman died, it was he and Sarah who took over the church there. Sarah would later become Mrs. Judson number two after Judson's first wife, Anne, died. Gradually, Ko Tabiu, his body began to give out. After only 12 years of ministry, rheumatism and blindness limited where he could go and what he could do. But when he died, there were over 1,000 Karen who had been baptized and many more believers. And most of them had come because of the power of his words. And to the last, he did not have an anxious thought about his future. When asked, his usual reply was, "God will preserve me." Today, Karen Baptist churches in Burma is the largest of 18 regional and ethnic conventions in the Myanmar Baptist Convention. The Myanmar Baptist Convention is the size of the American Baptist churches in the USA. There is a Ko Tabiu Theological Seminary, who would have thought, in Bathane, Burma, that continues the tradition of training Christian leaders. God transformed Ko Tabiu's wasted life and blessed thousands of people. And so we remember him today as we celebrate that early work of Anne and Adoniram Judson. Thanks be to God for Ko Tabiu. Thanks be to God for that spirit that changed him, and it continues to change the world. Please pray with me. Thank you. Thank you for this most unlikely of servants, Thank you for the ways that you do change us from the inside out. And Lord, you know how it is that we need to be changed. And you know how it is that we long for a better life, for a life in tune with you. Be with us as you were with Kotab Pew. And may we know the power of your resurrected life as we too are resurrected from death to life. Amen. I'd ask that Pawa come and help me with the announcements, and the announcement is simple. You are invited to a very simple lunch that will be served in the gym. The suggested donation is $3, and this will be going, the proceeds will be going towards the roof repair that also needs to get done.
Tao ditinya ba pako ada di lang, po tabat ko wai mi wida pako da mutu tao tao le batakete ko tolo pako ada, da tao ini notigani bukit to mabuti kasa ba le bakama pweke throw ata labulaji la mi hiko ni lang notigani sa ba pa tao ni batakete talo gym mana.
Thank you. And I just want to thank all the people who were helping with the service today. We had intended to be in Wakuta Commons. We've done this service for many years, and we've never been rained out. Sometimes we've had too much sun, but we've never been rained out. And Sheila also asked her youth group if you would get your lunch and then come downstairs to your class. There will be no other regular Sunday school classes, but Sheila wanted to meet with her young people, so grab your lunch and head downstairs then. I'd ask that Saul Lu come and offer us a prayer blessing for the meal as well as for this
service. Dawakir ke kwa kripur pa do kero tamalu le pa nyop di pa le ba ti wala ti be ko di be e ko le ban mani ba ta ku so ko do ke do ba ta ko le ti be ko ni lo sibli yo le ta do pu le pu ko ta pu ko ni lo lo bo si ko ta ta wi sabra ke sai wa ko lo pu li ta sa di pa mi ge te kai lui mi ge ta tu ta si kwa ye di pa mi me sa ba pa lo su ge ta ta wi sabri yo ar ke yuwa po mko wa de lu lak sa ko ti mi ta si mi ko lo ba pa da blo ko ni ta pu ko te to sko no ku ta o hi ni ke ro ta si ro ta ble ta pu ta le lak sa ya ma pu ke kwa twe da ku ya ku da du mu ro ke pa di ku ta pu mu ro le tu le ta do krita pu ko mu ro le sa ble pu ti ni su wa le n pu kwa yi shu kri mi lo pa ya lu mku ru ga e amen.
We've a story to tell to the nations that shall turn their hearts to the right, a story of truth and mercy, a story of peace and light.